473 East Lockwood Avenue, Eden Theological Seminary. The seminary began in Marthasville, Missouri, in 1850, as the German Evangelical Missouri College. In 1883, it moved to Wellston, where the students had better access to transportation, libraries, and the German Evangelical churches. The railroad stop near the new seminary in Wellston was named Eden, and since the students spoke of making the trip to Eden, it was not long before they began calling their seminary Eden. In 1968, Eden Seminary and Webster College put their libraries together and hired architect William P. Wentzler to design the modern library to your left. He took inspiration from the trees on campus, especially the colonnade of trees through which graduates processed on graduation day, and designed poured concrete piers, which resemble trees, to support the interior. Their dramatic silhouettes are most obvious at night when the library is lit from the inside. Follow the sidewalk to the ornate administration building of Eden Seminary with the 100-foot tower. In 1925, architect Tom Barnett designed the romantic collegiate Gothic campus on the 20-acre Reber Estate in Webster Groves. He modeled the 100-foot tower of the administration build after the beautiful Magdalene Tower at Oxford. It has become a landmark seen above the trees for miles around. Outstanding graduates from Eden Seminary and Webster Groves include Reinhold Niebuhr, who wrote and spoke about social abuses and the poor from the church in Detroit, and his brother, Richard Niebuhr, who served as the dean of Yale Divinity School. Follow the sidewalk through the brick colonnade to your right. As you cross the parking lot to Bompard Avenue, you are walking out of the academic area of Old Orchard and into the residential neighborhoods, which were laid out and largely financed and built by three generations of Joy family, Edward Joy, his son Justin Joy, and his grandson Wilford P. Joy. In 1886, Edward Joy purchased land from the Lockwoods for a lumber yard across the tracks from the station. Joy had moved his family and his lumber business to the St. Louis riverfront from Burlington, Iowa in 1875. He and his sons, Justin and James, shipped lumber down the Mississippi River from Eau Claire, Wisconsin, sometimes on steamboats and sometimes on rafts. Justin Joy purchased the old Hyman Levin mansion with his 27 acres on the north side of Big Bend and Lockwood. He bought more land between Big Bend and Bompard and Newport, and in 1888 he subdivided the land to create Old Orchard Park. Edward and Justin laid out the adjacent subdivision, Joy's Subdivision, Fairview Park, Crown Point, Joy Place, and Joy's Second Addition. They advertised in the paper for families to take the train or streetcar to Old Orchard and have a horse-drawn carriage ride to find a lot for a home. Then Justin Joy would provide the lumber and build their houses. He built many fanciful frame Queen Anne houses with towers, turrets, bay windows, fish-scale shingles, and carved sunbursts in the Old Orchard subdivision that his father financed. Edward Joy's house still stands at 513 East Lockwood. As you reach Bompard Avenue, pause a moment and look to your right. At the corner of Lake and Bompard Avenues, you will see one of the many craftsman homes built by Wilford P. Joy, grandson of Edward Joy and son of Justin Joy. Wilford Joy further subdivided his grandfather's property and built all craftsman houses on Lake Avenue in 1909. He used magazine plans for craftsman houses, and he seems to have exaggerated significant details, such as broad eaves, the exposed rafters, and the large windows with many small panes and one large pane. His houses were known for their built-in bookcases and cupboards. You may wish to walk down Lake Avenue for a closer look before continuing left or north on Bompard Avenue.